NHS pay battles maximum unity, coordinated action, and fighting union leaderships needed. The 19th of April 2023 photo, Mike Luff photo, Mike Luff editorial of The Socialist issue 1223. The strike wave for a real pay rise is well and truly still on. And so is the fight to save the NHS and all our public services. The news that Royal College of Nursing, RCN, members have rejected the latest Tory pay offer, despite the leadership's strong recommendation to accept, is an incredible result. The leadership of what was, throughout most of its 100-year history, a non-strike professional body, has been defied by its members, and has now been forced to call more strike action. This result follows the fantastic 4-day strike by junior doctors in the BMA and HCSA, who have now taken 7 days of action so far this spring. In these pages, nurses and junior doctors say what they think. Now the May Day weekend has become another mega strike, as the RCN strikes coincide with more national strike action by teachers in England in the National Education Union, NEU, see strike guidance, and civil servants in the PCS. Everywhere, nurses and doctors are already demanding that their strikes coordinate in future. The unison consultation finished on the same day, with members accepting the pay offer, following a massive propaganda campaign by the right-wing leadership in health. Most unison members have not been part of the strike action so far, as unison only managed to get over the Tory anti-democratic turnout thresholds in ambulances and a small number of hospital trusts. Nonetheless, 40,000 members voted to reject, a huge number, see report from unison's health conference below. Consultations continue till the 28th of April in Unite and the GMB, with Unite calling strikes in the Yorkshire Ambulance Trust, and at Guy's and St Thomas's Trust in London, on the 1st of May, with potentially others to follow. Confidence the fight of the nurses and doctors will give confidence to thousands of other workers. Even where a pay deal is accepted, it should not mean those workers are off the battlefield. There is a lot to do to build solidarity with the strikes, to give every assistance to the big numbers of health workers still striking over pay. But there is also a huge fight to continue to wage to save our NHS and public services from the cutters and privateers. And there are still new layers potentially entering the struggle. That includes previously unorganized workers. Amazon workers in Coventry are striking again, and GMB is balloting at other warehouses. Importantly, in May, Unison begins a strike ballot of hundreds of thousands of members in local government and schools. It is essential to strive for maximum unity across trade unions, with coordinated action, and with national demonstrations. Different disputes, in the NHS, schools, universities, postal service and railways, are at different stages. But it is clear, as it has been all through the strike wave, that it is the members that have pushed their leaders to fight, and to keep doing so. With a bold leadership, more can be won. The votes in the RCN and Unison both clearly raise the need for a fighting leadership. It underlines the importance of voting for Socialist Party members and other genuine fighters in the union national executive elections currently taking place in Unison, Unite, the NEU and PCS. Even the most conservative leaders can be forced to go further than they want to. But in these struggles, a new generation of union activists is cutting its teeth, and developing as the fighting leadership needed in the future. The next mega strike, Thursday the 27th of April, NEU in England Friday the 28th of April, PCS 8 p.m. Sunday the 30th of April to 8 p.m. Tuesday the 2nd of May, RCN in England Tuesday the 2nd of May, NEU in England,